That means he knows your weaknesses, he knows your struggles, and yet despite all of that, he still loves you. He still loves you. Isaiah 49:16 says, he says, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. You think about Jesus hanging on that cross and those nails that pierced his hands, those nail scarred hands, in the those nail scars in the Savior's hands are the permanent reminder of how deeply he loved you. Hanging on the cross, arms spread wide open, in agony and suffering and pain, he is showing you, he is saying to you this morning, I love you. So every time in your life, in the circumstances of life, that you feel forgotten, or you feel lonely, or you feel unloved, remember this, you're written in the hands of your Redeemer. God's love is not only personal, it's a covenant love. It's a promise. When Paul calls the believers here beloved of God or loved of God, he's not talking about a sentimental love here. He's talking about a covenant love. He's talking about a committed love. You know, when you come to a wedding ceremony and a couple come down the aisle and that groom takes his bride's hand and comes forward and the preacher begins to go over their vows with each other, or they write their own vows to each other and they make their commitments to one another. Those commitments that they're making to one another shouldn't be taken haphazardly. They shouldn't be taken lightly. That's not a sentimental love in the expressing of vows one to another. That is a commitment one to another. In fact, the Bible tells us that the picture of a wedding is the picture of our relationship to Jesus Christ. He is the bridegroom, we are the bride. And so when you come to the point of trusting by faith in Jesus as your Savior, you're making that commitment to Him. You're committing your love to Him. But yet so often, we're like that uncommitted spouse, that unfaithful spouse. Things come into our life and we get enamored with those things and we think there's something better out there, and we forget about our commitment to Jesus. But here's what I want to tell you about his commitment to us. He never forgets. His commitment is always faithful. His love is always committed to us. So know this, that Paul is not talking about a temporary emotional feeling here. He's talking about the love that keeps you even when you fail. The love of God is not dependent on your circumstances. The love of God isn't dependent upon what you do or don't do. As I said in my prayer earlier, there is nothing you can do to cause God to love you any more than he already has. So stop trying to earn his love. So often we're trying to do that. What we need to do is to live out his love in our lives. That's a big difference. This love that he's talking about is this love that keeps you even when you fail. It's the kind of love that God spoke about over in the book of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 31 and verse 3, he says this, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. I've continued my faithfulness to you. That's the same love that sustained the early Christians through persecution. When Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna, was about to be burned at the stake because he refused to deny Christ, here's what he said. He said, 86 years I have served the Lord, and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my King who saved me? You see, that's the confidence of somebody who knows that he is loved of God. That nothing, no fire, no sword, no trial can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. It's a love that holds you even when you fail. It's a love that disciplines you when you wander away. It's the love that never lets go. And that's why Paul could say in Romans chapter 8 and verse 38 and verse 39, he said, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's a truth, a foundational truth that you ought to have and understand.